Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello and welcome to the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang. I'm talking today to Frank Media, who the Lord has raised up to be prophetic with this election. And you're going to want to hear what he has to say about the need for fasting and prayer for the time we have between now and the election. So stay tuned.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network, and I want to speak to you on behalf of Evangelical Christian Churches. And if you've ever had a desire to be trained, equipped, and credentialed as a chaplain, you may really want to listen to this message. It's probably now would be a great time to fulfill the call of God on your life. We're still early in the year. You can accomplish so much still in this year of 2016. Becoming a licensed minister will enable you to reach out to jail ministries, hospitals, nursing homes. Maybe you want to do street evangelism or teaching, traveling, going to across the world to minister. Women's Aglow would be good. Maybe even at anti-abortion facilities, counseling, traveling, whatever it is that you've got in your heart, there's no better place to be trained and equipped than Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. Let me say that again, the Destiny School of Ministry Chaplaincy Training Institute. They're going to offer you the opportunity to be trained and credentialed as a chaplain. It's always good to have official credentials. They have correspondence classes and extremely affordable tuition. They're licensed throughout the state of Michigan and fully accredited. You can call them now. They actually prefer you to call them. Their number is 586-773-6568. And one more time, 586-773-6568. The good thing about a podcast is you can back this up and listen to the phone number again. Their website is evangelchristianchurches.com. Check them out there. Or just call that number one more time, 586-773-6568 for the Chaplaincy Training Program. Get credentialed today. God bless you.
Well, Frank, we had a very interesting podcast with talking about what the Lord gave you when you were on the Jim Baker program. And I just encourage listeners who missed that to just look on our podcast network for the other podcast with you and to listen to it. But I want to talk to you about the need for prayer. You know, you sent me maybe a little email or a text message before the first debate and said you were calling people to prayer. And I can remember debating. It must have been either on Friday or Saturday, and the debate was Monday. You know, was there even time to do anything? And we decided on a Sunday to have one of our editors who was on call that weekend to write an article. And I was astounded that it was shared 44,000 times in just a little over 24 hours. And of course, we can talk. In fact, I'm going to ask you in just a second what you thought had happened. But I looked just now, and that article has been shared 232,000 times. You know, it's just, it went viral, and it's just going and going and going. So why do you think that happened, and why did you call for prayer before the debate?
Well, first of all, Steve, thank you for having me. You and I both know that man cannot create these type of things. And I heard from the Spirit of the Lord, and you affirmed it, and you were obedient. And because we put it out there, the anointing of the Lord took it to the place it needed to be. And I believe that it did make a difference. You know, most people said, well, Mr. Trump didn't do a great job in his first debate. Well, just imagine what could have happened. One of the things we prayed for in that first debate was that there would be no technical glitches. Well, we find out later on there was a technical glitch. He was having a hard time hearing because of how his microphone was working. It could have been much worse. And so I believe God put us up there in a point to be a wall of defense, but also to call us to the awareness that we're not playing games when God calls us to prayer. These aren't simple prayers. This is warfare. And I think it really sharpened our sword. Now, the Lord put me on pause, as you know, and would not permit me to get involved again with the call for prayer publicly until we got to this third debate. And at that point, then the Lord released me, and he said, now there is a shift. That was October 19th. I spoke to Alveda King. That same night, she said the Lord spoke the same thing to her. I then learned that Chuck Pierce had prophesied that October 20th, there would be a shift. I then learned that Dutch Sheets had prophesied that coming towards the latter end, there would be a shift. So God has spoken to his people, to his prophets, and we've heard the word of the Lord that there's a shift. And that's where we're at right now, Steve. We're in a mighty shift, a tipping point. And it's not just a tipping point for the election. It's a tipping point for this country, and more so, it's a tipping point for the body of Christ. So we're calling people to prayer now and preparing a format for them to be able to pray.
Why do you think that people have responded as they have?
I believe, first and foremost, it's only the Spirit of God. But you know what, Steve? It's just like you and I. We're frustrated. We've been frustrated far too long. We've watched our rights be taken away from us. We've watched the suppression of the voice of the body of Christ. We've been put in a place of intimidation. We've seen that our erosion of morality and our Christian doctrine taking place before our very eyes. I believe we're at a point where the Lord has allowed us to get against the wall and say, no more. And that's where we're at. We're willing to step out probably more now than we have ever been before in this country.
Earlier we were talking about Esther and how this is kind of a modern version of the book of Esther and this need for fasting and prayer.
Yes, the Lord said that he's exposing the spirit of Jezebel. And we know that Jezebel not only wanted to quell the voice of the prophets, but wanted to absorb the authority of the government, the authority of the kingdom. And that's the same situation we've been in right now. And now we have the clash of Jezebel. And the Lord is saying that it's up to the church, up to the voice of the prophets to pull it down. And he's given us this open window to do it. You know, we can't do that without the Lord, without the power of his might and his spirit. And so here we are, postured in this position, even as Esther was, as the church now, to say, no, we're going to pull it down. And the Lord is saying that he will not only expose Jezebel now, between now and the election, but he will also hang Haman on its own gallows. And he said specifically to me, it's a spirit. He's going to expose it and hang it and give the church the opportunity to stand back in the gap. And that's where we stand right now with the opportunity for fasting and praying, even as Esther did. Esther would not stand and go forward until she had the covering of the prayer, the anointing, and the fast and the intercession. So we're calling everybody to join us. Many of us are. Myself, Rick Joyner, Lance Wallnow, Cindy Jacobs, Paula White, the list goes on, Tim Sheets, Dutch Sheets, yourself, Steve. We're calling many, many people to join us starting at sunrise on Thursday, November 3rd, and we're going to go right through to the end of Sabbath, the Shabbat, at sunset on Saturday with the Esther fast. And in that period of time, we want to pull down this stronghold. And the Lord said, say, come down Haman, and to pull him down, pull that spirit down into its own gallows.
Tell people how they can get involved, how they can get more information, how they can participate in this other than just doing it on their own.
Yes, we've set up our landing page at revival1.org, revival1 spelled out 0NE, .org, and there we have for you exactly the way to do the fast, and we have the beginning prayers, the intercession, but also these great people of God have all committed to seek God and to be able to give us the prayers and the revelation and those declarations that they're receiving from now even until the end of the election. So Rick Joyner is going to be feeding in, Cindy Jacobs is, Lance Wallnow, Chuck Pierce, Tim and Dutch Sheets, myself and others that are joining in, Daryl Scott, Paula White, and we're going to encourage everybody to go on, list your name so that we can send it out to you, and we have somebody 24/7 that's going to be attending to this between now and then as a 24/7 watch, and we want to encourage everybody to join us. You know, Steve, as I was praying about this early this morning, the Lord spoke to me again, that most famous scripture that we know, that one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000. My God, Steve, what if we're successful in 1 million people praying and fasting between now and the election? I don't even know how to put that number on a multiplier, but I know it's billions and billions and billions to flight. We have that power, and that's what we're going to release right now.
And of course, those who are listening can share this podcast and any articles that sort of accompany it. They can share it on social media. They can get the word out. They can talk to their pastors. They can talk to their churches, their prayer groups, people they know who have a heart for intercession, who have a heart for changing the direction spiritually in this nation. And I just encourage people to do it. And Frank, even as you were talking, I remembered something that happened in 2000. You'll remember that we had an election that took, 6 weeks to determine. And it came down to the state of Florida, where I live. It came down, if I remember correctly, to 535 votes. There were counts and recounts and hanging chads and all of that. And the lawyers were flying into the state of Florida by the plane full. There were lawsuits flying around. It finally was settled by the Supreme Court. But the reason I mention it is that Dutch Sheets and some other leaders, but I remember him specifically, and you mentioning his name is what made me think of it, had people pray. And we prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. And, you know, it didn't look good in the natural. And I can remember I was glued to the TV every night, you know, watching all the stuff that was developing on this election. And, of course, we know how that came out. And the Lord knew that we were going to enter into this very serious time after September 11th, you know, which was less than a year later. And we can only speculate how that would have been handled had Al Gore actually been elected. And I believe that it was prayer that changed it. Now, you'll never hear about that in the media. Most of the media would scoff at people even going to church, let alone praying, alone interceding for God to change things. And, you know, if they're not believers, I guess they can't believe, can they? But we believe, and we can't be influenced by the unbelievers to think that it is unimportant or that we are just grasshoppers. Remember how the spies went into the land and they just saw themselves as grasshoppers. And I think that that's how a lot of believers see themselves, as unimportant. If they speak out, no one's going to listen, or even worse than that, they're going to get stepped on. You know, a grasshopper is not very hard to kill. If, you know, you can get that's a right. shoe on it, you can squash it pretty easily. And but we're not grasshoppers. We are, the Lord has raised us up. You know, someone said that there's only two things in life that we can't change: who our parents were and the era in which we live. And the Lord allowed us to be alive in this generation.
That's right.
And he called us to stand up. And I just want to tell you how much I appreciate the way that you have stood up. A man who doesn't have a real high national profile. You're not known as being politically active, yet you heard from God. I believe you heard from God, and you have influenced so many things. And you have, I know personally of anecdotes of people that are supporting Mr. Trump now because of your influence in their lives. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you've done, and thank you for also sharing today on my podcast, and I'll give you the last word.
Thank you, Steve. I'm so honored. I just have this last admonition. We've heard this word suppression. We've heard it come up from the political camps charging that there's trying to be voter suppression, that it's all over, it doesn't matter, the voters don't need to go out. But really, what that spirit, that Jezebel spirit's trying to do is to suppress the voice of the body of Christ, and we're not going to let it work. We all have to admit, as these polls were going one way and the other way, and everything got barraged, the character assassinations, and people just getting sick and tired of it, it's almost like we wanted to stop and to arrest our faith. But I want to encourage everybody that we will not be suppressed, because that's a spirit of oppression trying to bring suppression. So we break it in the name of Jesus. I encourage you, let's pray, let's go together, and let's celebrate the victory of God, not just in this election, but as we turn this nation around. Thanks so much, Steve, for being a voice for America.
Thank you, and thank you to my listeners for listening today to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. charismamag.com. Again, it's the Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.